Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Luke Stein from the New York Giants, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back in the live from Tournament Da Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We're going to get the president on. We're going to get a lot of the representatives from Bio Accelerator. And as a matter of fact, they're even going to bring me down.
Us down.
What's this?
Us? We're a team, you and I.
When did that start?
Us. I'm going to need it after that bowl, Ryan.
Yeah, you are.
And then look, our sponsor's already in place. Bucked Up Energy. Like, I've got to do the bull run. It's in the name. Bucked Up.
I do have a pink shaker, which I love, but I'm willing to give mine away.
Which would you really do? 8 seconds on a bull or 8 seconds in the octagon against John Jones?
8 seconds in the octagon with John Jones.
Really?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it'll take him 2 seconds to come across. So now we're down to 6. I'll drop to the ground. He'll knee me. Throw a punch.
Disqualified. Disqualified.
Well, no.
A down
no,
opponent.
No, no.
Another DQ.
No, he's going to knee me. I'm going to be on the ground. You can knee.
He'll hit you with a 12-6 elbow.
Probably. I think I could shake to the left and go to the right, which is another second. I mean, I'm going to take some damage.
Yeah, you might kick your head off.
Well, hold on a second. He's only going to hit me twice. But max.
Do you think you'll survive the first one?
Well, no, he's going to knock me out, but so will the bull. I think the bull, I break bones.
You think so?
Yeah, you know, getting thrown off. Yeah, I think so.
Your hip.
Now, again, if he knees me in the ribs, he'll break 3 of my ribs.
That's a scary competition between the two.
It's a good call, though. But, yeah, I think I would do the 8 seconds with John Jones.
All right.
Because I want to make sure it's got to be a ref that doesn't hate me.
Doesn't let you take any damage on the ground.
Well, no. You know, they always say back up, back up. Well, if it's one, if it's a ref that I have heat with.
So you would have to do it in the apex then.
Why?
Because the apex is a 25-foot octagon.
Oh, yeah, I want the biggest, yeah.
Right, so 30
I want a 30.
Foot. Oh, yeah, you wouldn't do it in the apex.
I want a 30.
You would do it outside the.
Or why does it have to be in the octagon? Why can't it be like Ken Shamrock's new bare knuckle, Valor?
With no ropes.
There is nothing. Just on a mat.
Just over the mat.
So that's my requirement. I'll do John Jones 8 seconds on a Valor mat because I'm running.
Yeah, but he's going to track you down.
Well, no, he's going to track me down. I mean, there's no doubt he catches
But 8 seconds.
But 8 seconds, so I'm going to get – he's not going to get to me until 4, at least 4.
Okay.
Because it's going to take him a couple seconds to catch me.
But in the BKFC, the toe of the line, you're only 2 feet apart.
I'm not doing a BKFC, anything.
So 2 seconds apart.
No, I'm not doing that. That's why I made you threw out the scenario, and I'm saying on a Valor mat at a gymnasium, and the entire gymnasium floor is the mat. And, you know, you got to be – and it can be the same distance as it would be in a 30-foot, okay. So we're 30 feet away from each other, and then I'm hauling ass. I'm going to do a 3-second as fast as I can, like my life depends on it, because it does.
But do you think the bull riding part would only be – the worst part is falling on the ground? Like, or do you think the – like, what's the most fearful part of riding a bull? Like, getting stopped?
Falling off?
Like, hitting the ground is the hardest part?
Well, the whole portion of falling off and maybe, you know, getting stopped.
Do you think the bucking, like, is hard, like the, you know, the way
it
jumps
up? Oh, it would suck.
Up?
Yeah, it would suck. Yeah.
But the dismount's going to be the hardest. Like, that's because your hand's roped in. Like,
with my luck is I won't disconnect to the rope.
Yeah. And you
so,
get drugs.
So then an 8-second ride is now going to be about 27 before Bozo gets over there and
then about and
slows up the bull.
Then a 7-minute ride to the ER in the ambulance.
7, depending on where we're at. Yeah. I would make sure that the Valor mat is right in the emergency room. So we've got to clear the entire floor so that I'm already there.
And in this corner,
the bull. Which would you do?
Fighting out of the operating room.
Yeah, there you go.
It's Randy Harris.
There you go. I know what hospital I don't want this to be done at, but that's another story.
I would say I would take the. I think I would take the bull.
There's no way. There's no way.
I would take the bull.
All right. Well, you'd probably jump off.
I'd have a cool hat. You get the dress out. You get the buckle, the boots.
No, you got to earn that. You don't just get it.
Oh, you have to come.
No, you got to go to the country depot. The Western. You can go to the country depot and get your belt buckle.
And then I get the spurs.
I'm sure John can hook you up with all that stuff.
Get the spurs.
All right.
That's what the society is missing. We need men to wear cowboy boots with spurs and steel toes.
And pink shirts. Wow. Did you see Sean Strickland go off about men who wear, males that wear pink shirts?
No.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
He's said some crazy stuff lately.
And Sean and I are acquaintances.
Yeah.
I don't want to see, we just saw him for 2 days in, believe me, after some things I saw, I'm not getting too close. But, you know, I don't have a problem. I just went to Hooters today and got me the new Hooters wristband.
Oh, what is that? The 40-year celebration?
No, it's just for breast cancer.
Oh.
So I had one that I've had for years, and it's no longer the bright pink. So I got me a new one.
So it's blue now?
No, that's pink.
Oh, well, what's the blue one for?
It says live your dash.
Oh, I thought it was like a buffet frequent diner card.
No.
He's like, I'm a member. You know, just like the Sanders kids in Buffalo or in
during CU. Colorado.
Yeah, they're they flex their Rolexes to the crowd, like, you know, show their. So you got your
buffet.
Do
they buffet, do that while they're playing?
You got your buffet band
on. Do they wear the Rolex while they're playing?
I don't know.
All right, do it down and out. And then he's looking at the watch. Do it down and out in 3, 2, 1, go.
I guess they could. I mean, they could afford it.
How much trouble are you going to get me in New York?
Depends. We're not there long enough to really get in any real trouble.
Are you going to at least take me to a decent pizza place?
Yeah, we'll go to Prince Street.
I don't want to go to the ones that you think
are
good.
We'll stay in Manhattan. We'll stay in Manhattan, right by the Madison Square Garden. We'll go to Prince Street. Oh, no, that's the best pizza in New York.
All right, I'll be the judge.
And Portnoy claims it. I mean, he's part of it.
Oh, okay. So then, Portnoy's involved.
It's legit.
I believe Dave.
But Portnoy. It was good before Portnoy came on the scene. It was legit before.
I need him to step it up. While I was
Did
gone.
Did you see he bought a $42 million house?
Yeah, I saw.
In Nantucket?
Yeah. Well, he bought a $600 million company for a buck.
Yeah.
I mean.
Because they didn't want it. They're like, it's trash. Like, we don't want it.
That's not the reason.
That's what they did.
But whatever.
They didn't want it.
While I was out of town, your Tampa Bay Rays, or let me rephrase it, Tampa.
Tampa Rays.
No, they don't say Tampa Rays. They just say the ball club in Tampa.
Okay.
So the ball club in Tampa that plays in St. Pete called the Tampa Bay Rays. Mm-hmm. I understand they didn't look very good.
They didn't even make it in the playoffs.
Well, they made it into the playoffs.
They were playing the wild card to even get in. They did not make
it. No, they were in the playoffs. You know, as much as I can't stand them, they were in the playoffs.
Okay.
You know, whether it's the play-in game or not, they were in the playoffs.
Okay.
And they got spanked.
2-0 at home on their home crowd.
At 3 o'clock.
There was a mad flock of fans.
I heard 6. It was the entire cast of Flock of Seagulls were there, all 6 of them.
There were more people in the band of Cool in the Gang than were at the Trop to support their local Tampa Bay postseason run.
And so people are blasting, you know, the new stadium and all the money that the city of St. Pete and Pinellas County are going to spend.
A ton.
When nobody will, you know, support them. It was 3 o'clock.
But
hopefully, as bad as the economics is, and as bad as jobs and nobody wants to work, hopefully you can't go to a game at 3 o'clock because you're working.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's a working thing. It's just that we just have terrible fan base here. Like, our fanfare here is awful.
No, people are working.
At 3?
Do you really believe, honestly, and again, my full disclaimer, I cannot stand the Rays. I would help them move if they would move. I would welcome them to leave. I hate them.
Okay.
Dislike them tremendously. But do you honestly believe that if the Tampa Bay Rays had the game at 7:30, it'd be the same crowd?
No.
Okay.
Do you think Cash keeps his job?
Oh, of course.
Oh, should he keep his job?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he's gotten them there.
Where?
Got him into the World Series.
Didn't get them to the playoffs this year.
Well, it's kind of like this whole thing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Creamsicle game on Sunday. I can't wait for it. With the whole Mike Evans thing. Do you keep Mike Evans when they're shooting for to win the division? There is nobody that believes the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would get in the Super Bowl, let alone win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are not beating the Philadelphia Eagles in the playoffs,
right,
in preseason, in after season, at the beach, or at a stadium.
For sure.
Same thing with the San Francisco 49ers. Those are the two best teams in the NFC.
I agree.
The Bucs are not getting past either one of them. Why keep Mike Evans? Why pay Mike Evans that money?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not even going with, the portion about, well, you owe it to Mike Evans. You don't owe Mike Evans anything.
For sure.
You don't owe him to trade him, you know, because it's Mike Evans and everything he's done. It's a business.
Yeah.
And I try to instill that all the time. It's a business. Yeah. Whatever is best for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will do and should do. And I think what's best for them is trade Mike Evans and get something. Because, you know, Jason Light, the Glazers know whether they're going to be paying X amount to Mike Evans moving forward.
Sure.
Yeah, you can, whatever it's called, make him play next year.
Force him.
We can't think of the word.
Redshirt him?
Well, no, it's not redshirt. Redshirt means you don't play. You greenshirt him, which means he's playing for the money.
Right.
You can make him the third highest or, the combined and blah, 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 but you don't want to do that.
Right.
Because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are not at that place in football right now.
Sure.
I think they could win the division.
Okay.
I get that.
Yeah.
But then what?
Right.
So they'll be the Tampa Bay Rams.
So you're playing for fourth place? Or?
Well, not even fourth. It'd be much higher or lower, depending on how you're looking at it. All right. Time's flying by, even though we have said absolutely nothing. There we go. Northeast Vikings. We got Vikings in the house.
But at least with the Rays, we're going to get a new stadium. We'll have car shows and other multi-purpose events.
Festival of Speed's coming to town, by the way. Great. It's right around the corner. So
the new stadium is going to be great for all of us, regardless of baseball.
No, it's not.
They don't need for baseball. We can do all their stuff. Concerts. What?
So you're going to have
Festival of Lights.
You're going to have 25 concerts a year. You can't have that. At whatever the stadium will be called. Let's say there's two concerts a month.
Yeah.
That's 24 concerts. You're going to spend how many billion?
But what if Taylor Swift comes to town?
Would Kelsey come with her?
Of course. That's her bodyguard.
Then let's do it. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Fire Excel.
This is the Texas Crazy Horse, Heath Herring, and you're on Knockout Radio with Randy Harris and Benjamin Glossa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Will Allen from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
It's great. Oh, man, we have stupid people living in this town.
Well, I have stupid people sitting at this table.
So I'm on Facebook. It's on the Facebook post that says, I really love St. Pete page, right? Posted by Catherine C. Well, that's her name. And looking for a window tinting place that is willing to do illegal tints. So the comments are great. It's like, note to poster. If you're asking a business to do something illegal, you should probably not post said request on the internet. And then someone goes, this is the strangest way to admit that you're not that you're undercover.
It's like I'm in one of the Vegas chat rooms as well. So these morons come on. What's the cheapest way to get from the airport to the Luxor?
Yeah, how's that?
How would you answer that? What's the cheapest way to get from the Las Vegas airport to the Luxor casino?
Taxi.
Walk.
Oh, yeah, I guess that
works. Walk is the cheapest. And they're like, smart ass.
Yeah.
That you said the cheapest. I have walked it.
Me too.
Have you really?
Yeah.
I have.
I did. I don't know why I did it.
I know why I did it, because I'm cheap.
Well, I don't remember why, but I remember walking forever.
They changed my rental agreement. So I have a rental agreement from online, you know, from one of the numerous sites. I went up to go get it, and they tried to charge me more. I said, I ain't paying it. They go, yeah, you are. I go, watch. Mm. And I walked in flip-flops. I had 912 blisters. It was not my smartest move. Oh, now, there's a $2 bus that comes up and down the strip.
What?
I wanted that $2 for a Diet Coke.
I see you. I got you a Coke cup today. Oh, that was an all-stop throwback.
Oh, is this for me?
That's yours.
Oh, wow. Very cool. Creamsicle.
Yeah, when the creamsicle actually were not very good.
First of all, hold on.
I've heard they're the worst team of all time.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers record is the worst in the history of the earth. I think at one time they said that the Bucs would have to go undefeated for 47 years.
Oh,
I'm making numbers up.
To have a 500 record?
Yeah, that's how brutal it was. But to the best of my knowledge, the creamsicle jerseys never lost a game. Never. The awful players wearing the jerseys.
Well, that's not right.
But
that's,
it's true.
So misleading.
No, not at all. The jerseys don't lose games. The jerseys don't win games.
Well, it's like guns don't kill people.
You're right. People kill people.
Right.
Right. Cars kill people. You can't blame. And I love the jersey.
Yeah, it's a cool look. Because if the team was dominant, it would be the coolest jersey on earth.
You're right.
If they were the dominant winning. I mean, the only thing better would probably be like a Miami pink and white jersey.
Oh, basketball?
That,
you know, when the Heat wore them?
Yeah, that Sean Strickland will go nuts on and say they're not real men.
Jerseys don't win or lose. Do I like the pewter? But the creamsicle, I like it. I have a game used, R. Harris, creamsicle jersey.
And what about the guys on the liner of your other show, the Talking Sports show?
Yeah, what about it?
Hardy Nickerson?
Yeah.
You have a Hardy Nickerson jersey?
No.
Oh, why not? That's your boy.
Who said it's my boy?
He's on your liner.
That doesn't mean he's my boy.
He's the opening to your credit to your show.
Is he in the opening?
Yeah. Why would you like represent your boy?
I don't have many jerseys.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Well, let's get him on the show.
I don't have many jerseys.
Let's interview him.
Did you see the jersey I just got? I posted it on the Book of Face.
What'd you get?
My good friend Akeem Spence.
Oh, yeah.
Gave me his
Is he a DJ?
No.
Oh. What's he do?
Right now, I think he's going to start high school coaching.
Oh.
Like a lot of guys.
Oh, come to my league and get spacked up.
You better be careful.
I know what I'm doing.
No, first of all, you ain't doing anything.
I'm doing it all.
You're not coaching.
Doing a lot.
What are you doing over
coaching.
There? You are not.
Yeah, I'm running plays.
What? Shut up.
Call numbers.
All right, this is like, this is your next play. Grab that car keys and go get me the
lunch box. B11. G49. G49, call it in. O76. It only goes up to 75. Just kidding.
Hilarious.
Bingo.
Touchdown.
So, speaking of touchdown, Powerball up to like $1.73 billion
today. Is that? All right, I'll go throw $10.
We gotta go. I want my whole paycheck and lottery tonight.
I've never even hit a number.
I've hit a couple.
Have you really?
I hit two in my last on the last one.
Never.
But they weren't the Powerball, so I didn't pay nothing.
I think maybe I've hit a number. I've never hit the Powerball, and it's a waste. Yeah. But I'll go do it. You know, I'll do $10, $20, whatever. It's not a lot. Whatever Steve has in his pocket.
Yeah, Steve, you buying lottery today?
Boys? Steve's buying it. That's why he's the producer. See, Steve is just now starting to learn what the role of the producer is.
Yeah, buy his lottery tickets.
Pay for everything.
Yeah.
That's
sponsors.
He doesn't understand. Yeah. That is what a producer does. You know, look at a movie. The producers of the movie. It's not the director is directing it.
For
the
sure.
producer is funding it.
Yeah.
So.
What was the first thing you buy? 1.7. You wake up tomorrow, $1.73 billion in the bank account.
An island?
Really? You're going to hide?
I just don't need any of you.
What flag would you be flying on your mansion?
The American flag.
What if the island's not here in the U.S.?
What?
What if the island's not in the U.S.?
But it's owned by me.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Now, A, I don't want it to be because I don't want to pay U.S. taxes.
So like a Cayman Island flag is where it's
Well, I would never do that.
A Swiss flag?
I wouldn't fly a flag.
A neutral flag?
I would fly the American flag.
Swiss?
It doesn't have to be American land.
Is a Swiss flag made out of chocolate?
And it, seriously, if I got $1.6 billion, I'm already paying American taxes.
For sure.
Right?
Before you even get it.
Right.
Right.
So I'll call it what I want, but it's still American land. We'll set up a dojo.
Okay.
I don't know if we've said this on the air, and I don't know a lot of the details, but 10th Planet is opening here in the St. Pete area.
I think it's already here.
Or they're already opened.
In downtown.
And Eddie Bravo's coming to town.
Yeah, he is.
And we've got some dealings with Eddie Bravo.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Looking forward to it. So I'm going to try to get him to stop by here on Saturday. I'm going to dinner with him on Friday.
Oh,
so
I didn't get the invite.
Well,
that.
That's because I know you'll be busy here.
Well, I'm not that busy. I mean, I can always make time for like Eddie Bravo.
I can always close up shop.
I can always shut the restaurant down to go hang out with my boy Eddie.
Oh, now he's your boy. How do you know him?
I met him through you.
No, I didn't know you've ever met him.
I never did.
Yeah,
but I know who he is.
He's a cool dude.
I bet. I think he trains with Eric out in Denver.
Well, Eric trains at 10th Planet.
Well, I heard Eric taught.
Yeah, sure.
Eddie, everything he knows.
Okay. Tell Eddie that on Saturday so Eric will die on Sunday.
I met your sensei. He sleeps in the back of the staff zone.
Exactly.
Oh, I saw a staff zone Dodge Ram driving northbound 275 yesterday.
Really?
Tampa.
I didn't know that we had any in town.
And it's a black truck.
All right.
And whoever did the vinyl, the word staff, they didn't really outline it with a color. And so you can't really read it. So driving by... The vinyl graphic guy needs to do a little bit more detail work to make it seen or visible from far distances.
I'm writing it out.
Yeah. But it looked good. The truck looked nice. I figured you had something to do with the purchase of that Dodge Ram.
I'm sure I did. So are you available Saturday to go to
absolutely
to the seminar?
For sure.
All right. I will talk to Eddie at dinner and see what we can set up.
Sweet.
Yeah, I need to talk to David Vieira, and I'm sure it's going to be okay. And it's kind of like what I told Marcus Jones, and I know we're at the bottom of the hour, so I'll hit this in a second. You know, Marcus didn't want to leave and go to Pat Miletich's gym.
Right.
You know, he was training with Rob Kahn, and he felt like that was disrespectful. And I'm like, absolutely not. You're not leaving the gym. You're just going somewhere else to get some training that may be different than what you're getting here. You're not leaving Rob. Rob's your guy. I get all that. So I'm just going to make sure it's cool with David, and maybe I'll sign up at 10th Planet and do a little bit there and still do my privates and everything with David once his gym opens in Trinity.
Well, different counties, so.
Well, that doesn't still mean
anything. I think you have to be out of the county for it not to be a disrespect.
Not when
can be close enough where you could drive and you choose which one you go to.
All right, so as much as I am trying to get away from brother, family, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, he's my brother. You know, we're friendly. Doesn't mean we're brothers or family. And because of a situation or two that has happened, I do consider David family.
Right.
David and Daniel Vieira are awesome people.
Long distance family, because Trinity is an eternity
from
where you live.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
He's a long distance relative.
I
the love is still there.
It is there.
But it's like, dude, I can't do 3 hours in the car to come train for an hour.
I don't think it's 3 hours, but I don't know.
With rush hour traffic from where you live to Trinity, it is 3 hours.
Well, I'm going to do it when I want these privates.
No, they won't be open.
6 a.m, David will meet me there.
You're not driving.
I was doing, at 6 a.m, I was going to David's garage. and doing some training sure. with David in the garage. That's my concern. I want to get back into it. I want to get back involved with David Vieira, who, in my opinion, is one of the best. But there's a big difference between driving from St. Pete to mm-hmm. Trinity or from St. Pete to St. Pete.
Yeah, right.
Right?
So you got to – yeah, but that's it. It's based on the distance from where you are to the gym. And if it's equal, you got to pick one and just make that your family, and like, it's a loyalty play. But – that county is like, it's Pasco County, I think. I don't know. It's not even Hillsborough.
Well, there's a similar, it's not quite David Vieira, but David's involved with Legs, who.
The Supremacy.
Yeah. BJJ. Is that Almerton?
That's Almerton.
All right. So
that's equal to where you are. So you're same distance from Supremacy as 10th Planet.
And I have an open invite at Supremacy.
So you would have to pick one and just stay. That's a big, which one do you go?
I will answer that next week.
Really? Yeah. You need time to think?
I do.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
And I'll explain off the air why I'm going to wait till next week.
Well, you've never been to 10th Planet.
That's true.
So
I've never been to Supremacy. I've been there, but I've never trained there.
Right.
I mean, Legs would do privates with me. We were going to do some stuff on the air.
So when you go to the seminar on Saturday and Eddie Bravo, now you have a personal connection to the St. Pete.
But hold on a second. I love Eddie Bravo, but Eddie's not there.
Right.
Eddie will be there Saturday.
It's just like the people who taught Eddie are there. Like,
no, the people Eddie taught.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah. The people who Eddie taught. I mean, Eddie's the name.
Yeah, I know.
And a good, good guy. I mean, he really is a good guy. So it's a dilemma. Now, you could go to both. There's nothing against
it. If the producer has enough budget, he can pay for two memberships. We could just go to all the gyms.
Two memberships for me?
Well, us.
Oh, us.
Yeah, I mean, you're not alone in this, Randy. We are always a team.
Well, I can get
you. Even when you get beat up from UFC fighters for talking about the flag, I got your back.
We can go into Supremacy.
Yeah, I know people there.
Yeah, well, not like I do.
Same people.
Hold on a second. I guarantee you, and I don't say this often,
okay.
I guarantee you I could get you banned from Supremacy for life.
Really?
Yes.
Never even been there.
Well, I could get you banned where you can never could go.
I don't know. I don't know if that's a true statement.
We'll make a phone call during this break. This is Knockout Radio. I've got a phone call to make. Let's hit this quick break. Coming to you live from, what's the name of this dump?
I don't know. Something sponsored by Staff Zone.
No, this dump. A pizza slop. All right, we'll be right back. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and BioAccelerator.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is John Gafford from The Apprentice, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Roger Lodge, the host of Blind Date, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we're back. I was making a phone call. Sorry. I'm trying to get you banned for life.
Why would you get me banned?
Well, because you're a knucklehead.
It's not true.
Well, it's definitely true. It well-deserved? I mean, that's up to you. But, yeah. So I was just talking to Legs. Tried to get a hold of Legs.
He doesn't take your calls. How are you going to ban me when he doesn't even take your call?
Believe me.
Oh, you think he's going to take your call?
What?
You think he's going to take your call?
Legs.
Yeah.
The owner of Supremacy.
Yeah. Do they know you?
Yes. Yes.
Because I drop your name all over town, and people are like, I've never heard of him.
Okay. Not at the gym.
At the dollhouse.
Yeah. They don't know me there. At the chicken ranch. They don't know me there.
Like, right this way, sir. You owe us from last time. You walked out on your bill.
Yeah, sure. So. Steve was hungry while we were in Vegas.
Yeah.
And he wanted to have an omelet. So he had me drive him to the chicken ranch.
Oh, really? Yeah. Steve. That's great. Well, that's where you would get an omelet from.
It's the best place to.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if the eggs are still fresh there.
That ain't right.
I want to check the expiration date on that package.
That's definitely not right. Oh, my goodness. So, Sunday, a couple minutes from now, we're going to have our only interview for today. Caleb was supposed to come today.
Oh, where's he at? He's scared to get his high school beat by mine as well?
He even was calling out of practice. Because he wanted to get some things off his chest.
Putting fear out there, bro.
Yeah.
We got teams canceling, forfeiting, scared.
Hold on a second. Not teams.
Team.
A team.
Schools.
A team.
Multiples.
What? Who else is backed out?
The other team. Like, we're not even playing our team tomorrow.
Hold on a second. If you're going to call somebody out, call them out.
I'll get the schedule.
So far, Tampa Catholic bailed.
Bailed.
All right. That's the only team.
No. I got the next one, Friday night, canceled. We're driving to Jacksonville to play a different team. I think it's like another high school, but it's not Joshua Academy. It's a different.
Can you do me a favor? Are you going?
I don't know yet.
Are you making the trip?
Probably not.
All right. No. So I'll be with Eddie Bravo. But
yeah,
if you're making the trip to Jacksonville, pull off the highway at 95 and go to Bucky's and pick me up some things.
No, I'll go to the Leonard Skinner bar, the three step down.
Well, I believe it's called the, what was the name of the bar called? Today, the Leonard Skinner bar. What's it called? Oh, my God.
Jan's?
Oh, my God.
Job's?
Huh? The Jug.
That's not what
it's called, though. Now, it got changed to The Jug, but originally it was called something else. And I took a picture under it. I don't remember what it was. But, yeah, if you're headed to Jacksonville.
I'm not going to Jacksonville.
Stop off at Bucky's.
All right, so week six was supposed to be Tampa Catholic. Week seven was supposed to be Halifax Academy.
In Nova Scotia?
Maybe. But they canceled. So now we're looking to go to Jacksonville to play maybe the Jaguars. We might be playing the Jaguars.
Maybe you guys should lose a couple games on purpose, though.
No, we're not. We don't. Actually, according to our offense, we're begging the defense to, when they took away the ball, to down it because they wanted to get reps so they got to play. Because when we beat the Jacksonville High School last time, we were up 35-0 in the first quarter, and offense hadn't even stepped on the field. I mean, we were, like, intercepted for pick six. We were, like, fumble, pick up, returned a full distance. I mean, it was crazy, the dominance that we have on defense. We haven't even given up a point yet.
It's mind-boggling, and I'm only going to say this because I know you have nothing to do with it.
I have a lot to do.
You have zero to do with it. That a team that has been in existence for 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Now, you know, the school is brand new.
6 weeks.
And they put the school together. This is the first year of the school.
Yes.
And, you know, to be this, to me, just doesn't make sense. I don't care if you're beating sixth graders.
Dominant.
And allegedly, some of these athletes are going to college.
Well, some are in college. They just come and play on Friday night. No. We've been accused of being ineligible because we're too old. But our oldest kid is 19. And in the state Florida law, you have to be 20 or younger. As long as you still have eligibility for high school, you can still play. So we're within all the guidelines. We have all the documentation.
When you say eligible, is this person in school?
Yeah.
So he's just failed.
It's just like someone gets held back.
So,
like,
he's failed a couple times.
Right. Like my daughter got held back during COVID.
Doesn't surprise me.
So we held her back. She was
your daughter.
She's bilingual. So at young ages, when you're bilingual, you don't test real well at a young age because you get congregation of words and things that go backwards. So Portuguese and English. So my daughter was working as hard as she could, but she still was the last in the class as far as learning and developmental. We held her back during COVID when we had that break. Now she's a star. now she's the thriving. She's older. She's like more mature. She's now a leader, and she's like where before she was the last in the pack, like you in the running of the bulls. Now she's the leader.
Just like I just said that you have nothing to do with this school and this school team. I don't understand how your daughters are so successful with you being the father.
Yeah, that's great.
How did that happen?
I'm pretty much a magician.
Or from the time that Kevin Hart and The Rock were on, I don't even know whose show, it was probably Ellen, and they were talking about Kevin Hart's children are really The Rock's. So it was really somebody else, the sperm the donor, and you're just the stand-in?
Could be. I mean, every time they come over, they're like, Steve, and they love his hair, and they talk to him. I'm like, that could be your dad.
Could be.
They have long hair, too. It's amazing. But anyway, we are dominant, and we are eligible, and we're all of age. So teams are just literally scared that the reputation is out.
There should be an issue, and you know what? If I cared and I had the time, I would take the time and call the Florida High School, whatever, the FSHAA, yep, whatever, and find out why there's no penalty when a school forfeits. Like, things should be, and I don't want the players, the kids from the school, from Tampa Catholic, or any other school that's backed out, you know, to suffer consequences that the school, the coach,
for sure,
you know, made.
Right.
But something, it's kind of like making a bad call, and nothing's ever done. You know, lives are changed.
Sure. But I'll tell you what it's done for our program. We now have a list of people that want to come, that recruit class. Our team next year will be crazy compared to what it is this year. So kids want to be a part of a winning program.
Let me ask you this, because it is important. Is there housing there? So, like, can the players' wives and children stay there with them?
No. So it's just the players and their children are eligible to stay on
okay.
campus.
All right.
We do house them. We do house them temporarily with our coaches. We take them in. But Mark is building a dormitory on his farm. We will actually be able to house for next semester, next year. We'll be able to actually recruit from out of state, and the kids will actually be able to live in their own dormitory on the farm, offer them jobs and, like, you know, in hospitality. They could work at the reception for the wedding reception that's on site. They do agriculture. They do farming.
It's a shame you guys didn't tell us about the wedding that could be done there, as I do have a wedding coming up next year. But let's switch gears. So last week we were broadcasting, at least Steve and I, we were broadcasting from the Apex. And we had the opportunity to have Joe Pfeiffer on, and Joe's team was there. And he talked about a young man that he had with him, who I don't remember if he guaranteed, but he said that this guy will be he is the real deal, and he will be a world champion. So I figured, let's get in. Let's talk to Jose Soto Jr. Jose, how are you?
I'm good, good. How are you guys?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. First, talk about the experience last week. I think Joe said it was your first time in Vegas and first time kind of soaking in everything that Joe's going through. What was the experience like for you?
It was a very good experience to see it firsthand and to see how the ropes are swung, to see how media day goes, to see what it is day-to-day and fight week and being a UFC fighter. It was a great experience.
What can you take from that? You know, you're already motivated. You know, Joe already said you will be. So what can you take from those couple days that you were there to better yourself, to get you prepared for the run and to get into the UFC?
I think it just, you know, comes down to the basics, consistency and persistence, you know, just, you know, maintaining focus, doing what I need to do, and things will shift and things will open my way.
Before I ask you, so the second question after this one, you know, talk about yourself and how people can get information and follow you. I'm curious, since you left Vegas, how many birds have you seen?
Maybe one on the way out, and it was the bird I was flying.
Oh, well, there you go. It was funny because when Steve and I were driving around, we were kind of talking about Wednesday's media day, and he's like, you know what? We really can't find any birds here in Las Vegas. So kind of found it funny. Talk about, you know, who you are, where you are, record, where you're fighting, all that kind of stuff.
So, you know, as you know, my name is Jose Soto. I'm from Millville, New Jersey. I live in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and fight out of Marquez MMA, Web Fitness MMA. I'm currently 4-4 as an amateur fighter, and since then I've just been training. My story's a little different because of some medical reasons with my eyes that I haven't been able to fight as frequently as I like. But in the meantime, I've been training vigorously and consistent in my craft that I've developed the skill, the hard work, and the will to show the people of the world that I am the best.
Talk us through the story of how you decided, you know, this is what I want to do, and how you decided the gym that you were going to go to and the team that you were going to join.
So I originally started based out of a gym in Millville, New Jersey. It was called Vendetta MMA. Being there, there wasn't really a good structure or foundation of a gym. It was just kind of your old rundown, grungy, basic garage gym that didn't really have a lot of structure. And I was very ambitious on fighting, and I had the confidence to believe I could fight no matter what. And I wasn't really aware of the training that I wasn't getting. And the training that I did get, I took in with me and learned very quickly in my first few fights that it wasn't enough to get the victory. It wasn't enough to win. And so realizing that, I had to kind of reevaluate what I was doing, the people I had around. And there was some time in between that where I just kind of got a job to make money, to make the funds so that I could go to a quality gym and get the proper training. And so I did. And finding Jonathan Webb over in Washington Township, that I met with him, got in contact with him, got to go to his gym, and have been training there. And through training there, I met with Marquez MMA. And ever since then, I've been with those guys for about 4 to 5 years.
What's it mean to you, you know, when a gym owner, you know, and even one step further, when somebody like Joe Pyfer, who has gone through and worked hard and got, you know, to the top of the mountain right now at the UFC, when all of these people get together and believe in you and believe in you as a person, not just believe in your skills?
Yeah, it's definitely, it came of shock to me in the beginning early on. You know, I'm not accustomed to that necessarily based off how I grew up and, you know, my story, but having those people and to see that there are people like that, you know, it's crazy coming up in this life, in this world. You'll dare to be great, and you'll find out that the people closest to you don't support you, you know, your own blood, your own family, and in fact, the strangers you don't even know or barely know are the ones that see your potential and want you to succeed. And, you know, I found a lot of strangers in my life that have seen that in me, and I've tried to do my best to keep those people around me because that's what's gotten me this far.
And now, same question, but I'm going to direct it to you about Joe. You know, talk about Joe Pyfer and how good is he and how good can he be?
You know, I've learned a lot from Joe since he's joined the gym, and you know, his character himself, the way he carries himself and his way of training. You know, I see a lot of myself in him. I'm sure he sees a lot of himself in me. And seeing him, and you know, the way I look at life, and it's mirror to mirror visual, that seeing him do what he does and seeing his potential and seeing him grow, it sheds light on not only me but the guys that we train with, that we are at the doorstep of, you know, the biggest promotion that we can compete on that stage. And guys like him who are honest with their work, consistent, persistent, and just trying to live life. You know, he's a very simple guy. He just wants to live and be happy. And to see that and recognize that there are more people like that, not just myself or him, it turns on the light for other people as well. You know, that's the kind of effect that Joe has.
Definitely, and what a super dude, and I can't wait to, you know, talk about him and you guys coming down to the Bay Area and fish and eat at the pizzeria and all that kind of stuff. Talk about it, if you would and can, on the difference, you know, between being cocky and being confident. You know, a lot of times fans and media and whoever, you know, they take confidence as cockiness, and sometimes they take cockiness as confidence. Talk about the difference.
You know, I think there's ways of being very abrasive and aggressive in your confidence. I think it all comes down to perspective and how someone feels personally about themselves. And when they hear somebody speak out, when they hear somebody go, "It's me, I'm the man," whether or not they feel discouraged and small from it and dislike the man or envy the man for it, or they draw inspiration from it and go, you know, I want to be like that. I want to be strong and willing and brave to step up and say, it's me, I can do it. So it's just all based on perspective, I think.
Absolutely. I agree with you. When would you like to, and when do you think you'll get back in and have your next fight?
So my plan was to fight October 20th, but it seems, though, as we get closer to it, that it's not likely. The promotion that I was trying to fight for, they sold out in tickets, and they just couldn't find me anybody. So I'm trying to fight December 1st and December 15th, whichever promotion of those dates would allow me to fight. You know, so I'll fight anyone. I'll fight anywhere. I'm looking to take the step and really show the world. I think it's time. And so if this interview helps me get any fights or any opportunity, that would be great. Like I said, it's me. I'll take that stand and say what I need to say to do what I need to do and show the world why I say what I say and do what I do.
Do you want to fight local, or if I can get you a fight in Florida or in the Tampa Bay area, are you game for that?
Local would be lovely. Local would be great. I don't know if you're familiar with John Morgan. He's pretty. He interviews a lot of the local guys here in Jersey. So, I mean, based off who you know, whatever. I would love to start out local, but once I'm able to fight local, I would love to fight in areas like Florida. Absolutely.
So with that being said, you know, how do people follow you? What's the Instagram? How there's a national show, obviously. So how can people follow your career?
Right now, you're probably going to be able to see a lot of me on my Instagram at The Real Hitman MMA. Go on Instagram at The Real Hitman MMA. You'll be able to find me on there, and that's where a lot of my announcements are.
There you have it.
And Jose, so I got to just say this. You know, I don't know who has talked to you about media, you know, about interviews, and but you're great, man. Yeah. You've got a great calming presence. You're articulate. You're amazing, bro. So whoever has been coaching you or helping you with this, that's a crucial part of this game that they don't really talk about. You know, everyone's talking about the skill and what happens in the fight, but being able to speak and promote
sell yourself
is the key to success, my friend.
Thank you very much for that. That brings a lot of light to me, and I get goosebumps hearing that right now.
Jose, I appreciate your time. Yeah. Let's stay, in contact. I want to get you back on before, you know, your next fight, after the fight. Let's welcome you to being part of Knockout Radio.
Absolutely.
We got your
Absolutely.
Address last week. We've already, put in the paperwork for your gift from 8-Man Strong, your box from Bucked Up Energy Drink. So enjoy those. Stay in touch. And hopefully all you guys, like we talked about last week, will come down and enjoy some fishing and enjoy some of Matt's awful pizza and, you know, just have a good time in town.
Yes, let's do it. I can't wait. You guys are doing so much for me. I can see it now, man. I coming out of Vegas, I was saying I'm right at the doorstep of the UFC. You guys opened the door. My foot's in there. So, you know, you guys gave that space to me, and now I'm in there. Thank you.
Whatever it takes, you're part of us. We're part of you guys. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you before your fight.
You guys, too. Be safe. Have a good day.
Take care. Jose Soto Jr., good dude.
Great.
Joe Pyfer said that's his guy. He's going to be here. And I said, yeah, I'd love to get him on. And they kind of looked at us like, yeah, sure. Well, we did.
I love his Instagram little tagline. Well, so it says, never attached, only connected. Never attached, only connected.
That sounds familiar. That's a line. I put a thing up on Facebook that, you know, after we went to the UFC in Jacksonville and we went to the Leonard Skinner bar and all that kind of stuff, I said it's the first time that, honestly, the first time I ever looked at lyrics, to the best of my knowledge, was Gone Too Soon.
Yeah.
Daughtry, for obvious reasons.
Sure.
The second time was that Give Me Three Steps.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm kind of looking at lyrics.
Yeah.
Do you know what the lyrics, you probably don't, to M-Bop, the Hansons?
Never seen it.
All right. I want you, we're going to go to break in about 6 minutes for the top of the hour.
Okay.
I want you during the break in 6 minutes to read at least the first, whatever it's called, the first section of the lyrics. And tell me how ironic it is for a situation that I'm going through and went through and I'm over that happened in Las Vegas. And when friends, supposed friends, you know, walk away, turn their back, get mad, don't talk, you know, whatever.
Okay.
M-Bop is all of that. And M-Bop came out in, what, the 90s?
Okay.
And it's coming full circle. I don't listen to lyrics. I could maybe tell you the song, but I can't tell you the song, if that makes sense. You know, you could, like, sing a song in your head.
Right.
You're not listening to what is being said.
Okay. Do you know the words of the national anthem?
Yeah.
Okay. Sing it.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Or you can look up the lyrics to, Cardi B's, like, the WAP.
Okay, I won't, but whatever. Why are you trying to get us in trouble?
I'm just saying.
We have an hour to go, and you're trying to get us thrown off.
What is the song? The title. WAP.
It's not the song.
You said MBOP.
I want you in 4 minutes, go to MBOP, and then I'm not even going to say anything. And anybody that's listening or listening to the download, the replays, whatever, I'm not going to tell you anything. I want you, when we come back after the top of the hour, to tell me what the song MBOP means.
Okay.
And it's ironic because at some point, you and I will go through MBOP.
Really?
I'm convinced.
You think so? Well, I don't know what the word, I don't know what it's about, so I'm curious.
Well, we will discuss
that. Is it like menopause?
That was a great musical. It was so
Is that fun. What we're going to go through later in life?
It was so fun. Well, you may.
We like men go through it, right?
Why do you keep saying we?
Because we're a team, Randall.
There is no I in team.
Yeah, but there's a...
Emmy.
Yeah.
Right. The great line that Shaq said.
Did you talk to Shaq about it the other day? Like, no, hey, Shaq, I use your line all the time.
Not like, you know, I had a whole lot of time.
You'd be like, hey, Shaq, pass the chips.
So there was an auction, right? So they're bidding on... First of all, there's millionaires that are at this auction. Okay. I get that. Well, you got Shaq sitting there. So if Shaq's going to bid on something, just walk away.
Yeah, you're not going to win.
So there's a table that they put on stage with one chair.
Okay.
Me being smarter than most, my first question would be, how many seats are at this table? You know, what top is that? Is it just for one? Or can I get six or whatever? So it starts, it's up to 30, it's up to 40, it's up to $45,000. So one of the auctioneers is out to somebody that's bidding, and he takes the mic and he goes, Shaq, I have a question for you. How many seats is at that table? He goes, six. He goes, okay, I'll go 45,000 if it's a six top. And I'd like to invite your mom to sit with us. Because Shaq is bidding on it. He said it's for his mom. Everything's for his mom. So Shaq goes, I'll tell you what. I'll throw in 20 of your 45. So it's 45. It's now 65. And my mom will sit at that table, as will I. Now, it went from a one top to a four top. I think there was like eight. I think it became eight chairs. But when you have stupid money, you're on stage. You're sitting on the stage for Jennifer Hudson, Ray Romano, Dan and Shay, John Legend. Again, you probably paid tens of thousands for your table.
Right.
It's all for charity. It was for the, I believe, the Boys and Girls Club. All over the country, but specifically they were going to build a Boys and Girls Club in one of the centers of Las Vegas.
That's the biggest regret I got.
Is that you grew from a girl to a boy or a boy to a girl? Or
so I wish I would name my daughters Charity.
Well, they are.
Because in high school I had a girl named Charity Darling, and every day after school she would walk home or she would knock on the door. She's like, I'm raising money for a charity. And they would give her money, and she would just keep it. It was hers.
Why does that not surprise you, A, that that's your story, and B, that you would have your daughters do that?
Well, maybe I can rename them.
I'm surprised you don't go door to door and say your name's Charity.
I'm more like Jesus Day of Latter-day Saints or whatever it's called.
I don't understand what any of that means.
Jehovah Witnesses?
Or care.
I saw two Jehovah's like walk by my garage. I was working out the other night at 3 a.m., and two Jehovah's walked by trying to see if I knew Jesus.
At 3 in the morning.
Well, my normal workout time. It was, might have been the afternoon session.
All I can say is I've been to your house at 3 in the morning and you were not working out.
I was preparing to work out. I was stretching.
It takes you longer. Every time I turn, I see this mummy and I think it's a real person.
Yeah. It's a dummy. It's a Steve Linnea stand-in.
Oh, it's definitely a dummy. Anything here at this place that that you have anything to do with.
Steve Linnea, those are the same weight class. You put those guys in a squared circle.
I don't know. Steve's wearing, a large. That would probably be a medium.
Yeah, they got the same bone structure. Look.
2 hours down, thank God.
Steve, looks like that dummy's skeleton.
A long 1 hour still to go. All right, during the top of the hour.
Mbop. You look up WAP.
I could care less. Lyrics, Mbop, and I want you to explain what the song Mbop means when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We are going to look into broadcasting live from Columbia. We're going to bring Steve as our bodyguard. We'll
be right back. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Our king told the boogie man, you have to let that rock and roll. The oil.
Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dane Cook, and you are on with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that's...
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
Listen.